Blog Talk Radio.
The love worldwide.
www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Van Morrison, this morning. When God shined his light on you, hallelujah. I tell you, I love that song right there. Heal the sick and he heals the lame. He said we could do it too in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to all the newcomers, welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your hostess, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries. And I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is May the 14th, 2021. We're 5 months, 14 days until this new year. I know it feels like an old year. I know it may feel some days I've been here before. But it is yet a new year. And so we thank God for bringing us this far into this new year. And we're grateful unto him. I thank God today because he's on our side again today in spite of us. Yeah, he looks beyond our faults and yet meets our needs. I went out yesterday, it was drizzling and cooler than usual, and I went out with no jacket or nothing on. I know better. Not today, one of them rider boys is acting up in my right shoulder. But as soon as I put heat to it, Ryder got to go. The boys got to leave here. I can't do it. But and I bought a sling to put it, the arm in. And when I lift the arm up, you know, that helped because inflammation is in that shoulder. And I'm thinking I need to eat more ginger. I need to eat more, you know, I don't pronounce it right, turmeric. Yeah. And some other things. And when I get off my garlic, I roast garlic and eat it with all my dinner and everything. When I get off the garlic, then I go to feeling things. And it's all right with me because it let me know these bones been here a while and I've been using them. Yeah, but I thank God that I can continue on in Jesus' name. It tickled me some days because some days I forget I'm a senior citizen. I'm not joking. I forget that some days and I'm like, well, what is the, and then I remember, you're 64. Can you remember that? Can you remember your age? Remember you've been here a while. Yeah. And so things change. And some things I'm still trying to do like I used to. No, there's a great change that come about as we age. I'm not ashamed of aging. I'm not ashamed of my age because it represents to me wisdom. Yeah, I've learned some things over the years. I'm not quite the fool I was when I was 18. See, when I was 18, I was a fool. Yeah, 16, I was a nut. So now, you know, I'm more mature. I've learned some things. And when we learn better, we do better. Yeah. And so it's all right today in Jesus' name. But y'all pray for that right shoulder. Yeah, it's going to get better. But I'm requesting prayer for the right shoulder. Thank you so much for all the wonderful compliments yesterday and Sister Dorothy Goodman and Jerry and Sister Rita and different ones, Sister Spinner. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. And thank God for the wonderful compliments. God bless you. God bless you. And anything good that I've done, I have to give God the credit. God did it. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for us. Hallelujah. He's on our side today. All power is on our side. You know, and you know, sometimes the flesh want to act up. You know, and you know, just show out. You got all power on your side. No, I can't do it like this. Humble is the way. Humble is the way. But we thank God that we have him on our side and he's for us. And whatever we ask for, according to his will, this is what he does. Yeah, he give it to us. Yeah, it's his will that we're blessed. Miracles are worked in our lives. He looked beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. It's his will that he's on our side today in spite of us. It's his will. Yeah. All right, Sister Rita, show it out. God bless you this morning. God bless you. So today is still Testify Friday. It's yet Testify Friday. And we have a topic we're going to talk about today. And the topic is, should I say title, is Time to Come Out of the Closet. Time to Come Out of the Closet. And somebody said, now what is she talking about? I'm not in no closet. Oh, yeah. Many go in the closet to pray. And they don't come out. They stay in there. It's like 24 hours a day, they in that closet telling God about it, what they need, what they want. Some of them telling God how things are going to be and what it should be. All of this. Because many feel like they got the power. Many feel like it's my thing. I do what I want to do. Many don't understand the word correctly. Many haven't been in the word to understand the word correctly. Many haven't prayed for understanding of God's word. But when I say it's time to come out the closet today, I'm talking about many are called but few are chosen. And God keep bringing this back. He bring it in different ways because everybody don't learn the same way. Everybody don't understand in the same way. Some people learn by what they see. Some people learn by what they hear. Some people learn by demonstrating, actually, you know, doing it. Then they learn what it is. Training, I'm going to use. They learn by hands-on training. Let's call it that. He said in his word, the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. But my thought has always been this, and God has not stopped me. Lord, I pray that you send more laborers into the vineyard to work. But Father, remember the labor that you called or chose me for, or called and chose me for. Because the vineyard has grown bigger. Anybody knew that? The spread is wider. We're covering many more acres now. How many know how big an acre is? It's like the size of a football field, they told me. It's growing bigger. And as we humble ourselves, this is for the believer this morning. Because we're not just Christians. As we think back, many followed him, but they weren't following him to believe him. They wasn't following God to honor his word. Some come out to see what was going on. You know, they call it nosy, busybody. Some people come out to see if they could find something wrong with it. Same thing for preachers today. Some come out to see if they can catch in a lie. So I'm putting the magnifying glass on you to see what you do behind the scenes, all kind of stuff. But they didn't come out to honor God. They didn't come out to obey God. They come out to get from God, some of them, and other things. So it brought me to this. We are believers, and we should believe the word of God. You got people with discrepancies of foolishness. I don't believe in women preachers. I think a woman should be silent. If many of us were silent, there wouldn't be a lot of believers. I'm telling you today. Because many times men have an issue with people being over them, anybody. And they even fall weak to this thing when it comes to God. They can't just humble down and bow down and just become subject to him. I'm a man. Yeah, but this Almighty God who have all power, this is the one that made you. This is the one that knew about you before you entered your mother's womb. But we back to this. Time to come out the closet. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Many are called, but few are chosen. God today, May the 14th, 2021, he's looking for some laborers. He's not looking for folks who want a title, That's not what he's looking for. He's not looking for those who sow deep. They know earthly good. They can't stand nothing. That's not who he's looking for. He's looking for those that's going to roll their sleeves up, not complain, not judge you, not think they can do it themselves, but they're going out to obey him and allow him to use them to do what it is he want to do for his people. You don't have to have a title. When the Jehovah Witnesses come to your door, they don't come in titles. They come in the name of watchtowers and stuff. Yeah. We don't need titles. What we need is a spirit of obedience unto Almighty God who have all power. The same God that said, let there be light, and light appeared. The same God that separated the heavens from the earth, the waters from the land, the same God. The same God that brought Adam forth from the dirt, from the ground, and then pulled Eve out of the side of Adam, the rib of Adam. This who we need to obey today. If we could just humble down, let ourselves go and go to him and let him come in us and stay in his word and say, Lord, this is serious business. I want to go back with you when you come. And whatever it takes for me to go back with you when you come, because see, it's not just about this life. It's not just about being here and what go on in the earth. He's bringing down a new heaven and a new earth. Now, that's what he said in his word. I believe it. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it, but I believe his word. And, you know, many want to give it to man. They want to give it to him because they can feel him. They can touch him and they can see him. But the spiritual things, many times you can't touch, you can't feel, and you can't see. You just got to know. You just got to take his word for it. You just got to trust him today. Hallelujah. Because we want tangible things. Many of us are chasing after signs and wonders, tangible things. I mean, every excuse in the book come up. He didn't call women. He was talking to these people. He wasn't talking to these. He only got a certain kind of people. He sent Peter down from Joppa to come down to tell Cornelius the truth for all of us. Not only now is God blessing the Jews, but he blessing the Gentiles because the harvest is plenteous. And the labors of few. God is looking for workers. He's not looking for nationalities. He needs some workers this morning. God has called you, told you what your calling was. But we don't go in that secret closet and keep praying to God about his will being done in our lives. We in there talking about some other stuff. You don't need a title. Come on out and share the goodness of the Lord. I remember when I first got saved, woo, you couldn't shut me up. Everybody I see, I'm saved now. I'm in the church. I don't mean that building. I mean I'm in Jesus and he in me. Whoa, yeah, oh, I was all about it. I was on fire. And many of us, when we realize what God has done, we're on fire. But as time go on, for some reason, we let the lamp, we don't trim it and keep it burning. It's like the five foolish. We let the oil go out of our lamps. We can't do that. Look, we got to make God real and make his word alive. It's not just some black letters on some white paper. I promise you that. I wouldn't be here if it was not true. If God was not real, I promise you and 500 more people, I wouldn't be here today if he was not real. If his word was not true, Barbara would not be here this morning. There was no hope for me. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do nothing for myself. I had to go to him. I didn't know I was really going to him, but I had to go to him, and I soon found out he was real. And as I began to pray and ask for wisdom and I asked for understanding and knowledge of his word, he began to reveal to me. And he's no respecter person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you, but he's looking for workers. What kind of work were you called to? What kind of work did he choose you for? Do you know? How many people in a run of a day you truly telling about the goodness of the Lord? How many folk in a run of a day you pray for other than your family? We know you about your family. It's all about them. Yeah. But how many strangers do you encourage? My dad used to have a way. My dad used to ask people, hey, and my brother and I used to look at each other. Do you know Jesus for the pardoning of your sins? Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. He would straight out ask him. Because he told me this. He said, that is one of the most important things that you can do for somebody. That's the greatest gift that you can give somebody if you give them Jesus. See, because, you know, I thought money was the greatest gift. I thought you buy somebody a brand new car, you buy them a house, you buy them diamonds and pearls, you know, these big gifts. Oh, no, my dad taught me the greatest gift you can give a man or a woman is Jesus. And it brought me back to this. There's a saying, I know you heard it, that says, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. So when he told me that, as years come on by and I become into maturity and I received God, because he knew where I was, I didn't know where he was. He received me and I received him. I learned that. When you give somebody Jesus, when you give somebody a scripture, and you praying, Lord, help them to remember your word. That's one of the greatest gifts you can give. Because many times people will turn their life around because just that scripture you gave. Men will turn their life around because of that prayer you prayed. Yeah. You ain't laid hands on nobody. You ain't did none of that. But you working. You ain't got to answer your phone. Hello, praise the Lord. Today is a good day in Jesus. You ain't got to do all that. I've ministered to bill collectors. Do y'all hear? Not to get them to get me cancel my bill, because they couldn't cancel the bill. They didn't own the company. They just worked there. They couldn't even change the date that it was due because they worked there. The computer didn't allow it. And that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was to obey God. I remember one morning, Sister Rita couldn't get in. And boy, she called the phone company. She was ready to fight. Come on, answer this phone. Let me give you what's on my mind. Well, as it played on out, God had it to go that way because she had to minister over the phone to the phone collectors. Huh? How many times we've gone to the doctor and ministered in the doctor's office? Or do we sit there and compare illnesses? Yeah, I'm here today, my knee bad. I got a bad knee. We talking about everything but Jesus. I wanted to share that much this morning with you. We're going to the scripture. We're going to look at Mark today. And we're looking at Mark, and this is the 16th chapter. And it's talking about what happened after the resurrection of Jesus. We're going to talk about that a little bit because all of this should tie in. All of this should tie in together. Because of all he has done for us, do we really believe he did all of these things just for us? How many people, when somebody do something for you, you go back and do something for them when the time is right? You may not always do it right away, but you go back and you do something for them. Sometimes you do things and they haven't done nothing for you, but you just, ooh, I just want to do this for them. How many have done it? Huh? Brother Lewis gave me Matthew 13 and 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. This morning I'm talking about a little more than the word choking you. I'm talking about obedience. You ain't reading God in the word. You said you went to the altar and said, I do. You went to the altar, many, repented and asked God to come and live in your heart forever. You believe he did that. Many say that they feel they baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm talking about. Obedience unto God. Look, representing God. So Suspender and I talked about that representation yesterday. How we representing God. Are we still in that closet, or do we want others to know that we got him? Are we the candles that sit on the hill that can't be hid? Are we holding up the bloodstained banner? Do we believe God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Do we believe that? Do we really believe he allowed his son to suffer and die, conquer all, and rise with all power? Do we believe that today? Do we believe the harvest is really plenteous, but the labors are few, or we don't care? I just want me and my household to be saved. And if you don't come to the church I'm going to, you're going to hell. Because only my pastor in the church where I go, we the only ones right in the world. The devil is a liar. He will make a fool and a liar out of us if we allow it. You got to allow him to do it now. He ain't going to just come in and do it. Because you say you got God. Let every man be a liar, but God going to be true. Oh, yes, he is. Yeah. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our scripture and back with our topic of the morning. Hallelujah. Well, our title, time to come out of the closet. Time to stop telling folks you saved. Well, see, I'm saved. I don't do that. And you ain't witness to nobody on the job. You ain't said nothing to nobody in the doctor. You ain't even ministered to the doctor. Every one of them I had and have, they going to know who he is in my life. Because I don't want you to think you doing all this on your own. Look, I went to the dentist the other day. She gave me an appointment for next Wednesday. How long have y'all been hearing me talk about going to the oral surgeon? If God be for you, who can be against you? Listen to this. The oral surgeon called me yesterday, apologized, and gave me a date to come in. The Lord know I cannot stand you cutting in my mouth and carrying on with a regular numbness and a this and that. No. I need somebody who gonna put me on somewhere. And when I wake up, it's done. And that's what he's doing for me. But the timing had to be right. Before yesterday, the timing wasn't right. I might have went under and not came back out. But the date they gave me to come in, that's the right date that I go under and come out, because I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. My life is hid in him. It's my job to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. It's not my job just to keep a house and cook food and go. No, that's not just my job. My main job is to tell the world the good news. Well, what is the good news? Jesus. He's the good news. Yeah. He said, wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he, nobody else, if you're waiting on him, he's going to strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, I was moving on the lawn. You know, I was trying to get it done. I guess I was saying without opening my mouth, you taking too long, Lord. I'm going to have to go on to the dentist. But if we can just hold out until tomorrow, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning. We're going to this one song, and when we come back, coming back with morning prayer and our scripture reading, and we're going in with our text. And I have a special request to play later on. Hallelujah. So look, let's listen to just a little bit of this, and then we're coming back with the prayer and the scripture and our text for today.
God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Oh, down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good.
Good to me.
Everybody say, all of my life. Come on, giant. Say, all of my life,
all of my life,
God's been good.
Oh,
everybody sing
God.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good to me. I hope y'all know it. My mind is made, and I'm on my way. Gonna hold. The singer song to say, hold to his hand. Everybody say, let me hear you say,
hold.
God's
unchained.
Oh, you ought to be oh, baby. Everybody say,
hold.
Come on. Everybody say, has he ever fixed it for anybody? Let me see you wave your hand. Somebody say,
Jesus.
Oh. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Prophet Brian Kahn this morning, and I'm singing some of those old songs. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up. I'm going to hold my head up because I'm going on this morning with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another week ending. Thank you for bringing us, God, all week long, safe and sound up until this present time. We thank you for all you've done for us, seen and unseen. Thank you for what you're doing right now, seen and unseen. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do, the seen and unseen. We're grateful unto you this morning. We appreciate you. There's none like you. You're Almighty God who have all power. And Father, there's no higher power. And all power is on our side today in spite of us. Father, we thank you today for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. We thank you today for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for sending your word, for sending your son, Jesus. Thank you for his suffering and his dying for us. Thank you that he rose again with all power. Hallelujah. We're grateful again unto you this morning. Father, we come today asking that you would forgive us for all our sins, our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask this morning that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. Give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us today. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for forgiving us, for putting our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We thank you this morning that you can use us as vessels. We thank you today, Father, that you lead and guide into all truth. We thank you that you lead and guide us in the right path. And we ask that you do it today, not for our name's sake, but for your name's sake. Your name carry clout everywhere, heaven and earth. And we thank you this morning. Father, I bring every call and every listener before you this day, May the 14th, 2021. And Father, I ask that you would bless these your people. Move by your spirit. Go by your spirit for these your people. Open doors that need to open to them. Shut doors that need to be shut. Father, we ask that you would remember their heart desires this morning. We ask, Father, that you would bless their families and friends near and far. Visit their homes today. And Lord, whatever's wrong, we ask that you would fix it. You would make it right today in the name of Jesus. Father, we come this morning asking you for a spirit of obedience at any cost. We come this morning asking God that you would send that spirit of obedience that would cause us to obey you and your word today. Your word says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Speak to us today. The Lord, we will follow you and we won't follow any stranger. Give us understanding. Give us knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom how to use your word. And not just use it any way we choose, but the way that you designed for your word to be used. Help us to apply it to our everyday life in obedience unto you. In the name of Jesus, we ask this morning. Father, we want to prepare for your return daily. We want to get it right with you. We understand, Father, there are many things here we have to get it right with. We have to get it right with the family, with the job, husband, wives, children, many things. But, Lord, nothing is more important than getting it right with you. We need you today to help us. We can't do it without you. But, Father, without you, we can do nothing. We don't want to be just church folks going to church. We want to be your people, obedient people. We don't want to be stone-hearted and stubborn. But when we hear your word, we don't want to harden our hearts. Humble is the way. And Lord, we want to be a humble people before you. We don't want to think more of ourselves than we ought. But we want to lean and depend on you for everything, for you know the right way. We don't know, Father. We don't know. We think we know many, but God, we don't know. Only you know. Lead and guide us. Again, in the right path for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. Help us to cry out to you. For Father, the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. You're returning one day looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. And we ask you this morning to fix us, that we would be that church that you're looking for, that we would be your people. We would be for you as you are for us. Help us today, God. Forget about materialistic things, because you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. So, Lord, we should have that down pat. But, God, help us to get the preparation of your return right. Help us to get our obedience unto you right. Help us to get our pledge unto you, our vows unto you right. Because, Lord, when we do this, we will be blessed beyond measure. The things that we thought was important, we'll soon see that wasn't it. There's nothing more important than pleasing you and doing what you can accept. Help us to sell out to you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus. Fix our hearts today. Regulate our minds. Father, remind us that it's not our thing. We can't do just what we want to do. But you set a purpose and a plan in place for each of our lives. And Father, we ask this morning that we would fulfill those purposes and plans according to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Thank you. Thank you. That we can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petition unto you. Bless your people this morning. They belong to you. Lord, this faithful few. They're trying, God. They want to get it right with you. We need you. We can't do it without you, Father. Move by your spirit here this day. Have your way. Open up wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open up our spiritual eyes that we can even see your word clearly. Open up our spiritual ears that we hear and understand clearly this day. In the name of Jesus. Help us to forget about ourselves. Concentrate on you and your word. And walk accordingly in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Oh, help us today, God. We need you, Lord. We want to get it right. We want to get it right, Father. Help us today. Bless those that are sick. Heal today, God. Heal. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And Father, you heal all manner of sickness and disease. You healed a man at the pool. You spoke the words. Speak to our infirmities, our issues, God, our illnesses, mentally, spiritually, and physically. Lord, emotionally, you speak healing, and Father, we'll be healed. Help us to remember you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Teach us how to operate in these things. In the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated. Have mercy this morning, oh God. We know that you went that way. They put you in prison, took you from courtroom to courtroom, and you wasn't guilty. But many are in prison that are guilty. But God, we know that you're a forgiving God. We know that your grace and your mercy can abound, but most of all, your love for these people. Set those free that need to be free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their families. Strengthen them. Most of all, send someone along to plant seeds, someone along to water and fertilize. But God, it's you that will give the increase. Give the increase to inmates everywhere today in the name of Jesus. Remember Raymond, God. Have mercy this morning. Have mercy this morning, O God. Remember Donna, Lord. Move today by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, help right now. Remember those that are in every branch of the military and the administration of the military. Father, move today our military in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them. Remember our brothers and sisters overseas this morning, everywhere. Strengthen and bless today. Supply their need, O God, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. But most of all, Lord, strengthen them in you and grow them in you. Give them a spirit of obedience like never before. Thank you, Lord. Bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people everywhere. Preachers preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Lord, we ask that you would send your fighting angels to fight for Israel. We ask this morning that you would send your protecting angels to protect Jerusalem. Father, I don't believe you're going to allow these people to take over. But nonetheless, not our will, but your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Father, bless America and the leadership. All I can ask is that, God, you would continue to have mercy on us. Turn our hearts back to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning today. Have your way here. Move by your spirit like never before to bless your people. Lord, it's time out for watered-down foolishness and nonsense and looking certain ways and we empty on the inside. Feed us today until we want no more. Again, give us a spirit of obedience. Give us eyes to see your word. Give us ears to hear and understand in the name of Jesus. Have your way here this morning. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do what it is you want to do here in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. Again, bless your people this morning. They stand in the need, O God. Move by your spirit for them in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank him this morning. There's none greater than him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Hallelujah. So listen. Looking back at his word, and he said that many are called, but few are chosen. Now, that's what he said. That's not what I said. So that let me know everybody he saved, he called. Everybody he drew to him, he called. But a few of them he chose. And he chose for certain things according to his will. So when I look over here in Mark, the 16th chapter, it's talking about the things that took place after the suffering, the hanging, the bleeding, the dying, the conquering and rising with all power. It's telling us about this. And if we look at this, we're going to see some things. If he did all of this for me, why can't I do my all for him? He gave his all for us. And he didn't give it so it could be our thing and we do what we want to do. But he did it so it could be the Father's thing and we obey the Father. We keep our mind on him. We seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. We delight ourselves also in him. Not for rewards, but because he's worthy of our love. We can't give him enough because he's always more than. So looking at Mark, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 1, this is what it says. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James, and Solomon, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Because they thought he was still in the tomb. So these people got together, and they brought sweet spices, and they were going to anoint his body. And very early in the morning, verse 2 of Mark chapter 16, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Now, some people say the first day of the week is Sunday. So they came early the first day of the week, and they came to the place, the sepulchre, where they had laid Jesus. At the rising of the sun. Oh, it was early. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone for the door of the sepulchre? That was a huge stone there. Now who going to move the stone so we can get in and anoint his body? Verse 4 says, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great, a huge stone. They put the stone there and soldiers around it. See, because the devil knew some things. And he wouldn't allow these people, them church folks that was against Jesus, he wouldn't allow them to come to the realization of the truth. You can put anything you want there. You won't stop him. He's Almighty God that have all power. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. They was afraid. They were scared. You know, but they wasn't so scared until, hey, let me see what's going on with this. In verse 6, it says, and he said unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Hey, glory, glory, here it is. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one they crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Come look. Come look at the place where they laid him. But go your way, in verse 7. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Now look now, remember this. And entering into the sepulchre, verse 5, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were afraid. Look at all this he told them. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you in Galilee. There you shall see him as he said you would. He's not a lying God. Yeah. He went through all of this stuff for us, but come back to show us. I didn't lie to you. And it's time to come out the closet. Come on and meet me. Hallelujah. Come on and meet me on the way to Galilee. Come on and meet me. Come on and meet me so I can tell you what to do. Come on and meet me. So in the closet, while you're in there, go ahead and ask me for the spirit of obedience. Go ahead while you're in the closet and ask me, what did you call or choose me to do? Am I a called or am I the chosen? While you're in the closet. And it's already past time for you to come out. So now that you know, come on out the closet and obey God. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. We pray that the Lord of the harvest send more laborers. But I've been in the closet, and I found out it was time to come out. And while I was in there, I got all I need. And now that I'm out, I'm going out to do what he said. I'm going to teach it and preach it in the hedges and highways. And in many cases, I'm going to have to compel man to come into God. The 8th verse says, and they went out quickly. 7 says, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. Look at here. And Peter, made Peter specifically, that he goeth before you in Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly. They didn't tarry. Don't tarry in the closet. It's time to come out. It's time to come out and obey God. You don't need a title. You don't need no ordination papers. Man will put you up, but he'll take you down. Step out in faith in God and obey him. You waiting on that thing to come along that you've been praying for. Huh? You waiting for the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You waiting on the Mercedes to come. You waiting on a better pay on your job, a better position. You waiting on your child to get off crack. You waiting on your husband or wife to treat you better. Come on out the closet obeying God. And come out in humbleness unto him, not unto man. Stop being ashamed of the gospel. Stop being ashamed of Jesus. Stop being ashamed of being a believer. He want to bless you. And not just with materialistic things. He want to bless you spiritually. He want to bless you that you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is your God. He want to show you that he have all power and there's no higher power. No need for you to fret. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre. But they trembled, look at here, and were amazed. They trembled and was amazed because the angel of the Lord told them some good information. He is risen. Best thing we could hear. He is risen. He didn't stay dead. He didn't even stay in the tomb. Death couldn't hold him. Now, if death can't hold him, he rose from the dead. What's stopping you from rising up obeying God today? What's stopping you? What hindereth thee? What hindered you today? He's risen. And he can do even more now than he did before. He don't have an agenda now to go back. He had to go back at a certain time. He don't have to go back. It is finished. He already did the work for us. Will we do the work for him? Will we work until the Father while it's day, night is coming? And when night come, no man can see. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Come out the closet, but don't come out scared. Come out the closet and holy boldness. Matter of fact, while you're in the closet, ask God for holy boldness. Ask God to give you courage. Ask God to strengthen your heart. Verse 9 says, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. 7 devils he cast out of her. And they say that when he hung out with prostitutes, you see, he hung out with the dope boys. He hung out with thieves and murderers. But they were no longer that. You cannot meet Jesus and remain the same. Something has got to change. You're going to change. Now, you can go back to your old ways because he gives you the choice. But if you ever meet Jesus for real, a change is coming about in you. Yes, it is. I'm a living witness. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. This the woman had the 7 demons. He came to her first. Hey, he didn't go over there to the pastor that y'all worship, that y'all put on the pedestal. He didn't go to him. He didn't go to the bishop. He didn't go to the pope. He went to that one. He cast them 7 demons out, Mary Magdalene. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. We got to call on the saints of God. Come out your closet, call in the saints of God. Don't call church folks because you're going to be disappointed. You calling on the saints of God who pray. You're calling on them who believe in walking according to the scripture and not making excuses. Because they're going to pray for you, and they're not going to judge you, and they're not going to beat you up for being in the closet too long. They're going to inspire you to go further with God. And do you need my help? Verse 11 says, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Did you hear that? And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, believed not. Some of us, no matter what Jesus do, no matter what God does for us, we just still not going to believe it was him. We're going to believe the boss man got together with the district manager and they saw my good work or how long I've been here. And they said, oh, it's just time to give Barbara a raise. The devil is a fool and a liar. They will work you to death and not give you no kind of recognition. They won't even think about money giving you a raise. Now, that don't come automatic, honey. Not for this particular company you're working for. And if they're giving you one, you got to work a while. And then they'll consider. So no matter what he does, he done heal your body. He done kept little Johnny out of trouble. He done saved your daughter, done spared her from many things she would have got. But we'll make an excuse. Oh, well, see, it didn't happen to my daughter because my daughter go a different way. All kind of madness. We still won't believe. But until we believe all that we need from God, we can't get it. Why you can't get it, Barbara? You don't believe. It's unto them that believe. Those of us come to him, we must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We got to constantly seek God. And this is why many of us, we in the closet think we're seeking him, but we're seeking him for the wrong thing. Again, we're seeking him for the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. We're seeking him for the big Mercedes, the Benz. We're seeking him for the big Benz. We're seeking him for a husband. We're seeking him for a wife. Many times God separates us from some things so that we can grow, but we still crying. Well, I'll give it back. Lord, you did it. Why, Lord Jesus? Foolishness. Because we still not truly believe it. Do we believe this word of God for real? Do we really believe his word? Do we really believe the harvest is plenteous and God need more workers? Or do we gonna, when we get it together the way we think we should have it together, then we'll step out. That's not what he wants. He don't want it according to the flesh. He don't want it according to the knowledge of man. He wants you to step out in faith, and he, by his spirit, is going to lead you and give you more than any man could have ever taught you. I'm just telling you the truth. I didn't wait on Bishop. I've sat in that ministry for 2 years. I couldn't get up and do nothing or say nothing. After 2 years, God turned me loose up in that bishop and said, my goodness, Barbara Mack, you done reminded me of some things I need to be doing around here. Why? It wasn't me. I was led by him in his timing. I had been in the closet long enough. Hey, give me holy boldness. Help me to come out in obedience unto you. Help me not to be ashamed of your gospel, nor you, nor the work you called me to. Use me at any place, at any time, at anywhere for anyone you want to. That was the prayer when I was in the closet. When I come out with a big bang. Walking up and down the street, came to Florida from Alabama, walking up and down the street, talking of his wondrous works, making known his deeds among the people. And I do it right now. the harvest is yet plenteous, but the labors are few. He need more than one or two laborers. He need more than them with titles. They're sitting back waiting on the people, sitting back got the people serving them like they something special. They ought to be in the pulpit on their knees in humbleness, thankful to God that he chose them, thankful to God that he drew them to him. Now they better than everything and everybody. Got to be careful. Verse 12 says, after that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went in to the country. Look how he came all kind of ways. Like he do, he come all kind of ways trying to get us to believe. He cut the money down, hoping we'll come to him and obey him. He do this over here, hoping we'll remember and do what he said. Now, 13 says, and they went out and told it unto the residue. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Still no believing. They said that you had a tumor. I dissolved it. I went in and did surgery on you. When they went back and tested you, you didn't have nothing. They said they were going to give you the pink slip, your walking papers from the job. I went in and I called the supervisor to have favor with you and to show the supervisor on the job the good part about you. But you still couldn't believe. Afterward here, look, I gave you my word. I gave you my spirit. I gave you my word. I sent my son in the flesh. You still can't believe. And you still need man to validate me. When I done spoke, but you won't hear what I got to say. You won't believe what I got to say. You'd rather believe man than God. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat. They were there eating, and upbraided them with their unbelief. Come on, Lord, and hardness of heart. Didn't I say when we hear his word, harden not our heart? Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now look, I know we're going to do all these things. These 11 was with him. These 11 saw him raise the dead. These 11 saw him call Lazarus forth out the tomb after 4 days of being dead and his body smelling. These 11 was there when he cast out demons, when he healed the sick, he healed the lame. They were there. But because they felt they had killed him, he wasn't coming back. But he kept telling them, I'm coming back. I got to do this for you, but I will be back. After he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, sitting eating, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Here it is. And preach the gospel to every creature. I know many got apostle behind their name. I know they got it. But where are they at in the world? Where have they been in the world? Preaching the gospel to every creature. They on jobs, apostles. When he called them 12, they quit working, even Judas Iscariot. When you didn't hear about them boys going back to the boat, talking about no more fishing. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now that's the word. That is Matthew's. I'm going to make sure. Because you know I'll forget. That is Matthew's chapter 16. Woo! and the 16th verse. That's Matthew 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now that's what he said. And then he came on with this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Here don't say unknown tongues. It say new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. When are we going to get up and do it? Many of us won't get up and do it because we are too busy looking at man and doing it man's way. Man says we got to have a degree. Man says we got to do this. Man says we got to do that. But when are we going to hear what God said? When are we going to say, God said this. God said to do it that way. God said that. God said this. When are we going to get there? When? Yeah, they were afraid. Yeah, they were scared. And many of us today, we scared. But while we in that secret closet, if we pray for the right thing, God is going to do it for us. We just need to pray for the right thing. Not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Use me in your service, Father, to bless your people. But see, let me tell you something. You can't be selfish. You got to have a desire to want to love people. You got to have a desire to help people. That's why many can't just go. And many telling God this without opening their mouth. Well, see, Lord, I don't really care about them if they, you know, if they ain't where I am. If they're not like me, you know, if they drinking, drugging, cussing, you know, I don't really want to go out there. Jonah. The real Jonah. Will the real Jonah please stand up? God will bring it all kind of ways because he's trying to get your attention. He's trying to get you to do something because he want to bless us. He want to work miracles in our lives. He want to take us back with him when he come. He's coming looking for us. But we looking for the world. We looking for money. We looking for stuff. We looking for things. We looking for our heart's desire. We can care less about what God talking about. He said this, he wished that none should perish. How about us? What are we doing that none should perish? He gave us simple things, simple things. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The harvest is plenteous, but the labor's a few. Hey, I'm a labor lawyer. I can do something. My dad used to sing a song and say he may not sing like an angel and he may not preach like Paul, Apostle Paul. But that which God called him to, he wanted to give it his all. He wanted to do it all unto God. The very best that he could. Yeah. And that's what we want to do today. Our very best for him. You don't need a title. You don't need a license. I promise you, all of that is man. That license, that find it in the scripture for me and bring it to me. He saw Zebedee's sons and he called them, follow me. I didn't see him start with a license. That's man's stuff. And man create things to make money. You need the Spirit of God living in you, and you need an obedient, humble heart. That's it. Because you're asking God to lead and guide you all the way. Lord, don't let my flesh get in this thing. Help me to stay humble before you. Help me to love like you love. Love covers a multitude of sin. I know they smoking and cussing over there. I know they drinking over there. I know they buying the big pieces of cocaine over there. But God, you made them for your pleasure too. Are you calling me to the street to do a work? Are you calling me to go to them women that high maintenance or whatever they're calling them now? Are you calling me to the ones with so much weave in the head that the Asian hair stores is running out? Or who are you calling me? Are you calling me to the ones that got so much Mary Kay on their face? I don't even know. Lord, who are you calling me to? Use me. I just need to know what you would have me to do, Father. That's all I need to know. And I'm willing. He said to love, not like the world love. Now that's what he told us. But many of us are loving like the world love. You don't look like me. You don't sound like me. You don't smell like me. You don't talk like me. I ain't got nothing for you. How in the world would a sinner come to you talking about God? You got to go to him. He's a sinner, ain't going to stay out there remain sinning. And it's God that draws. So you going out lifting up the name of Jesus so that God can draw. When we stand before him, we want to be able to say, Father, these are they that you told me to do whatever. I told you about my spiritual son called me Mother's Day morning. I mean, made my natural day and my spiritual day brighter. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And he told me, you ain't got to call me the preacher. I'm just Brother Willie. He been told me that. He said, Mom, I'm not trying to get up. I'm not. All I'm trying to do, in other words, is be a witness and obey God for myself. Learn more about him for myself. Keep working on bringing my flesh under subjection. You hear Jerry say many mornings, I was that bad one out there. I did this and I did that. You hear every morning. But Lord, I don't want to do those things no more. I only want to do what you want me to do. I only want to be with you. Lord, I don't even need you to give me nothing else. Lord, I don't need you to give me another car. I don't need you to give me a house on the hill. I need more of you. And because of that kind of heart, the heart of flesh, a soft heart, and a heart to obey God, and a heart to be willing to tell others about it. He already told her what he's doing for her. Willie have not seen, his eyes have not heard the things that God got in store for him. This too shall pass. He said, Mom, so many of them got the new cars. He said, I still got my same old car. I tried to tell him, but I don't think I got it all out. Wait until you see what you're going to drive. It's going to blow your mind. Because, see, he going to come when you least expected him. He going to come in there and bless you. Because, he see, the very intent of your heart is for him. It's not for your purse. It's not for your wallet. It's not for just my children. It's not just so my relationship. I want to spread this gospel message into the heart of every man. I want to do his will and run this race until he called my name and beckoned for me. Lord, prepare me for that kingdom. I want to live in your care, excuse me, forevermore. I want to do the necessary things so that you can see your son in me. So that you can see I'm your son. And when you return, you're going to see that in me and know I belong to you. I'm going to be the church without spot or wrinkle. I'm going to be the church that he take back with him when he going to come and get me to help judge the world. Oh, y'all ain't heard it? Did you? Did you hear that? We don't want to do nothing. We want God to do everything. I just want to go in my secret closet and talk to the Lord. And when I come out, everything going to be all right. Because all you want is for God to do. What are you going to do? Without him, we can do nothing. But if you're going there asking for the work, he going to speak back. He going to lead and guide you. He going to send people your way. But many, when he send people their way, they get sick of them real quick, real fast. I'm tired of her. I'm sick of him. Oh, don't go to church. Don't go to church. The leadership will get sick of you real quick. That was a young lady. She had her own band. And when I did Fourth Sunday Fellowship, let me tell y'all something. Woo, we used to have some times in the Holy Ghost in Fourth Sunday Fellowship. It started off, the first one started off with a big bang. My son brought his praise dancers and his youth choir. From Kissimmee, I mean, house packed out. The pastor and the first lady during that time, she the pastor now and he the bishop. They was just looking. Evangelist Max Show can get some people together. Yes, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Because they know the work. They know my heart. I've shown love. I didn't show a talk. I showed real genuine love. I'm not perfect. I can't handle everybody. But guess what? If you remind me you there, and if anything I can do, it's done. I'm not looking for no pay. I'm not looking for no pat on the back. I did it from my heart because I want you to be blessed. I want you to be happy. I want you to have joy. I want you to have peace. I want God to do for you what he's doing for me and more. Had that first Sunday, Fourth Sunday Fellowship. And this young lady come. And when she sang, I could not believe it. My goodness. Before the service was over, I said, I'm sorry to bother you. But I got to have a little bit more of that song right there. And she came back up and she sang some more. And I got to talk to her at the end of the service and asked her would she come back. And when she came back, she to the next Fourth Sunday, she brought her band. And they would be traveling all kind of places, but they would come and do Fourth Sunday Fellowship for me. Sometimes they would be late getting there because they coming out of Georgia. They coming out of Alabama, wherever. But they came on to bless me. And she came to me one day and told me about a situation she had with her SUV, big, beautiful truck. And either she didn't make enough money on the job or she had lost her job. All I had was $100. I said, all I got is $100. I gave her the $100. Because, see, they saw me up in the church, so they just assumed I was rich. Oh, she got money pouring in. No, I'm not like your average preacher. I'm not like your pastor. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this so souls can be saved. I'm doing this so folks can be delivered. I'm doing this so divorces can stop. I'm doing this so the man can stop beating your brain out. And I don't think she believed that because she looked at it like, what? $100? Yeah, that's all I got. I gave her what I had. And we kind of stayed in contact a little bit. I said, well, look. Because she went to a big, huge, mega ministry here. Her and her band. And I asked her, I said, well, can you go to the pastor? She said, Evangelist Mack, I can't do it. I said, what? They know you. She said, yeah. She said, but I've been in the office when people came and asked for help. and Evangelist Mack, they talked about him and laughed at him like dogs. I said, what? To myself, I said, excuse me? No love. No caring. This has become a paid job. I'm treating the house of God like the world would treat a business. I had the man to come, heard the man say this. I go in and I hoop them ends, get my money, and I'm gone. Did you hear me? So what I do is I pray for preachers that's preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto Almighty God and love for his people. They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to teach you the truth according to the truth of God, and they are going to love you. Mama may pass over here on First Street, and the husband passed back down around Lee Street. He got two that's in mourning. He can only be in one place at a time. But some way, somehow, he praying that God would get him by there to see each one of those families and to give words of encouragement and words of inspiration from on high. Listen. Our ministry is mainly outreach and spiritual encouragement. God been called me down from serving and cooking and cleaning and, you know, taking people to and from the doctor to grow. He been called me down from that. And every now and then he will allow me to go back and do a few things, take somebody somewhere like yesterday and different things. But he's not doing that a lot with me anymore. But guess what? The phone stays hot. I work them phones. Them phones work me. I'm in place. Many days, 11, 12, 1, 2, I'm wide open. Call after call after call after call. I got to tell you, hold on, I'll call you back. This, that, and the other. People hear the other phone ringing. Sometimes I hide the other phone so you don't hear it ringing because I'm talking to you. Love for his people. Love is what love does. I can't hear no bad news and do nothing. I might hear bad news about you that require money. I don't have money, but I have prayer. God gonna send somebody to try to do something. We trying. It's up to God to do the rest because he know we can only do so much. And a lot of us get together praying as touching and agreeing unto God. Not only does he hear, but he moves. He love us. And he said in his word to love one another, not as the world love, but as he love. Again, love covers a multitude of sin. I might see something that's not quite right about you, but guess what? The Lord didn't say anything to you. He said to pray. He'll fix. And that's what have to take place. And we got to stop doing our own thing and let God do his. We got to be led by his spirit, not by us. And surprisingly, guess what? He shine on the just like he does the unjust. Guess what? He'll use the unjust to bless you. Do you know God will use the unjust to speak a word to you? He's holy. He is righteous. It's him that have all power. It's him that made us for his pleasure. All of us, the good, bad, and the ugly. I don't cancel nobody off the list unless I see where you just not for God. You just don't believe. It's your thing. You're going to do what you want to do. I let you do it. But if you're seeking God, I want to seek him with you. I want to stand with you in seeking Almighty God. Now is the time to come out the closet. It really is. This thing getting worse. It's not getting no better. The world is getting worse. It's not getting no better. Turn the news on. Look at the newspaper. Go to the internet. Take a look. One foolishness after another. People hate the truth. They don't like the truth. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. They'd rather make excuses than to give it to God. They'd rather make excuses than to get right with God. Yeah, they don't want no right. What are you? They call it right wrong and wrong right. Look at it. You see it? They had a president and people still worshiping him. The pure devil. I'm just honest. Allowed the world to use him and flip the world upside down. While our country went against the preacher, the man of God, talking about what they feel. And you can feel any kind of way you want to feel. If God said it, it's true. If God said don't do it, don't do it. See, because your feelings are wrong. You hear me, repent and ask God to forgive us for wrong feelings. Our flesh want to be pleased. Our flesh will tell us some crazy stuff. It sounds rational. It sounds real. It sounds like a good thing. It's not in the sound. It's in the word of God. What did God say about it? And what am I really doing? Do I really believe this word? Do I really believe God? Do I really believe that there is a God? Do I really believe God gave me this house? Do I really believe God gave me this? Do I really believe God did this and that? I'm telling you. We got to make God real in our lives. Make his word come alive in us. It's a living word. He's not a dead God. He don't have a dead, quiet ministry. He wants somebody to hold up the bloodstained banner. He wants somebody to be the candle on the hill that can't be hid. He wants somebody to be the salt of the earth. Give the earth its savor. But we sit back scared. Even the church. The church will make excuses and go with what the world has said. Now, I'm not going to say nothing against that because they're afraid of who's going to come against them. I've read scripture. Greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I got to tell you the truth. Because, see, you can only kill the body. He can kill the body and the soul. He's the one that can put me in hell throughout eternity. I can't listen to you. I can't be afraid of you. I got to fear him and depart from evil. And I got to love even my enemies. Sometimes that thing is just not easy. This is not an easy way. This is not a cakewalk. I can tell you that. And this is not for the faint at heart. This is not for the weak. Because there are many days you're going to have to stand up to that devil and let him know. I bind you up in Jesus' name and cast you to the pits of hell, to the pits, never to return. Get behind me, Satan. You know what? I don't want you behind me. Get on the hill where you belong. But we scared. And that's why we got so many weak, watered down, all kind of stuff, because we won't stand up for the truth. And many times we done brought the word, and then afterwards, we out here doing anything we big enough to do. just disrespecting God. What I look like being the woman of God, and you hear me cuss it more than you hear the man on the corner cussing. But I say I'm the woman of God. I'm a woman of God, but when you come to my house, all you can smell is weed. When you come to my house, the bar is set up. All you've got to do is come on in and pour yourself a drink. But I said I was the woman of God. No, sir, and no, ma'am. Back in the day, when man sinned, God would wink. But today, he calling everybody to repentance. Come out the closet. Time to come out. Let's work for the Lord. And let's work together. I got a daughter, and a lot of people come to her because they know she got faith, and they seen God at work on the job for her. And many of them she told about her mama. And she asked them, would you mind talking to my mama? And they said, no, I don't mind. Because, see, they in dire straits. And she called me three-way to call. And God used me on the phone with the co-workers, the big bosses. And when he spoke, it came to pass. I remember in the year 2011, I went to visit her. And she said, I got to take you to my job. People waiting to meet you, mama. I know if God let us go to that job, he going to use you. Mama, them people up there, they in trouble, mama. They don't know. They don't understand, mama. They in trouble. Took me to the job. And there was these people standing around me in a circle. I don't even know how the circle got formed. She introduced me. And people started coming out their office, coming out their cubicle. The district manager and all these people started coming. And I'm looking around, and I look up at her, and she just smiles. And let's say the lady had on a yellow shirt. He told me to tell the lady with the yellow shirt she was getting ready to take a trip. She said, huh? She said, my husband and I, we just planned the trip. I went to the next person, told them what God said. This was a state building. You don't do all of that on the job. There was one call, all kind of stuff I could tell you about. All kind of things I could tell you how he used me because I was willing. Those that know me know I go to bed early because I get up real early, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I'm up. Working the phone, working, you know, texts and all of that. I could go to bed sometimes 6:30 in the evening when I came. Not often, but I try. That's all I can do. The phone will ring 10 o'clock. I'm up. There's a special need. There's a special case there. And right then and there, I don't have time to play. I gotta seek him right then and there, see what's happening. He moves. I didn't say I move. He moves according to the need. All he needed was somebody who was going to come with them to him. Where two or three gathered in his name is touching and agreeing. Oh, y'all ain't hear me this morning. Yeah. All that kind of thing. Because he's looking for workers. And he's looking for workers that love somebody. He's looking for some workers that's willing to work. And what you're doing, you're not doing it because you got a title. You're not doing it because you want to look this way. You're doing it because of love. Yeah. I can't hardly stand to see it. I can't hardly stand to see nobody in dire straits, and I don't get on my knees. I don't go to God. What? I'm like the world. Who does that? Or should I say, who don't do that? Who don't pray for those that they know in dire straits. And see, I have special cases. You know, cases like this sometimes. The mother done killed their child. The enemy came in and snatched her mind. And she thought the child was a demon from hell. All kind of stuff. Mothers completely lost their children to the system, as we call it. Lost their children to the state. And believe it or not, it was their fault. But they can't stand to hardly think about this. The fact that their child is gone forever. Somebody else got their children. They have no control over what the state is doing. They're losing their mind. And see, what was going on, they was on drugs when all this took place. You know, they mistreated the child. They walked off and left the child, or whatever the case may be. That's some serious stuff. I know somebody may not think so. Oh, that ain't that. Oh, yeah, that's plenty. I'm here to tell you, that's a big deal. Now, for somebody who don't have children and they don't understand about children, we know that's not a big deal for you. But for a real mother, because, see, I know people think, well, she an alcoholic. Well, she a drug addict. I know they think because this person that got caught up in this, they don't have no love for their family. They don't have no love for their children. Oh, but they do. Let me warn you. Oh, but they do. But they caught up. The stronghold got them. And that thing get a hold of some of them, and it refused to turn them loose. And it tells them, I'm not letting you go. Don't you do that. I've heard women say, and men, that thing called me by my name, Barbara. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest send more laborers. But how about the labor he called or chose us for? What are we going to do? If he come back today, can you say you've done what he told you to do? If he return right now, can you honestly say, my work is done? I'm ready to go. Now, you can say you're ready to go, but are you ready to go because all that he has required of you has been done by you? You know what it was, and you did it. And you did it willingly. You did it in love. You did it and was happy to do it. When you started off, you didn't understand. You didn't know. But as you continued to do it, you found out it was him. And you continued to do it. If he come right now, have you done what he said? Have you done what he brought you here for? Trying to clean these glasses. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. But I want to share that because God bring it in all kinds of ways. He bring it all kinds of ways that we can remember the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. Well, how about the labor that he called and chose you for? Because he want workers. I've heard the boss man say, look here, go ask Barbara. I heard him talking to somebody and say, yeah, she a good worker, man. Yeah, she do this and that. I don't even have to ask her about nothing. It's already done. He used to come in at 4:30 in the morning, open up the labor hall. I was a good worker and a good dispatcher. He stopped all that. So that's what I hired her for. I'm paying her. I'm going to let her, she the worker. I'm going to let her get up at 4:30 and come on over here. And that's what he did. He stopped coming in at 4:30, and I came in at 4:30. Then, look, turned around and this. He went on vacation. And wasn't no calling him talking about nothing on his vacation. I had to do collection calls, get the company their money. And I was collecting. You better know it. He was on vacation. And when he come back, I wanted to give a good report. about my job. And we should be that way about Almighty God. We should be able to give him a good report of what he said to do. I just can't get them clean today. Yeah, and it's all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something today, it's Testify Friday. Please feel free to press that number one and come in. I'm going to this one this morning, Miss Eva McKinney. She's going to bring the whole hood with her. Oh, yeah.
Little small house, big family. Seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. Now I'm gonna take it. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole
McKinney this morning. I'm going to bring the whole hood with it. I like her style. Yeah. Because this is what I know. When you want something for yourself and you have a good heart, as I call it, you want good for everybody else. You want people to taste what you're tasting. Anybody ever cooked a meal and you hoping when your guests get there, it'll taste good to them like it tastes to you. You want your guests to be happy with the food. God wants us to taste and see that he's good. And when we know that he's good, he wants us to share the goodness of him with others because he's good. Eva says she's bringing the whole hood with her. She's got the right mentality to help others. I'm just, everything I've been praying for, knocking on my door, and it's loud. I'm happy now because God has given me my heart desires, and what my desire of the heart is what he give me. I'm able to bless others, which bring me to this. The realtor called me, emailed me Wednesday. Her name is Holly. And she emailed me on Wednesday about them 30 acres, but she's got more than that. And I got to send it to you, Brother Lua. I forgot that. I'm going to do it today. And she want me to take a look at what she sent me. And I told her, okay, because I'm going to send it to Brother Louis and let him take a look. But listen, it's still not lost on us that we building. I know you heard me be quiet, but that's because I'm quiet. That don't mean I'm not working on it. And that don't mean that God is not moving towards you. We just have to wait on him. Yeah. Many want a new house. And they don't mind buying a house. And it'll have nothing to do with your age, your credit, no mortgage, none of that, no interest. What it costs them contractors to build your house, that's what you pay. Yeah, you pay for your house now. Unless God open a big door and bless me and I pay for the house. I don't have a problem with that. But if he don't do that, then you pay for your own house. And some payments may be $150 a month because you're going to be in the house forever and a day. So you're paying $150 a month until you pay your $200 and whatever $1,000 house you got. It's according to what you want. You want the big split level, as we used to call it back in the day. You want the vaulted ceilings. Well, you pay for all that you put in there. Yeah, it's okay. And you got the land to match. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my dream. Yeah, I want to reach back and bring every one of these faithful few with me. Some people say, well, I don't want to move out of my town. I got my own house. Okay, well, you can stay there, but how about come over here and visit us sometime? Come look. Because you don't know until you come and look. Well, I'll be over there the second Saturday in the month. Every month I'm a volunteer over there pulling beans. I'm going to come over there and cut squash for you, whatever, at the farm. When y'all getting together at the restaurant again and singing and everything, oh, we're going to do that Friday night. I'll be over there for that. I'll fly in for that. Because when you fly in, you ain't got to worry about a hotel or nothing. Yeah, you can stay at the farmhouse. It'll be room for you there. Although we plan later on to put some hotels, you know, a hotel or two up in there. So then we get a bunch of people, we you know, that farmhouse may not be big enough to accommodate at all. Yeah, I can't wait to see that farmhouse, Louis. I want to see that long table. I want to see tables and chairs and the window you can look through and see the cooks back there cooking and steam and all that kind of thing. And somebody over there in the corner break out in a song. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that kind of thing. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? I saw you going to call me. I saw you calling me and you was in the show. I said, all right, now Jerry got double the fee today.
I was so pleased with what you were saying.
Man.
We got to start working more towards the Lord, more so than asking the Lord to work more for us. I know we don't see we be asking the Lord to work for us when we say, Lord, give me that house. Lord, give me that car. That's just work, because if you get to go get the house and the car, that's work for you. We got to start labeling more for God and letting the world know the goodness that God has brought you through. I remember when my baby was 6 months old. I just had him, he's 6 months old. Because I'm young and stupid, It was in the wintertime. I'm walking around barefooted and all. I wind up with double pneumonia. I thought, well, doctor, just give me an antibiotic and I can go home because, you know, I don't want to leave my baby. He said, sir, we're going to have to put you in the hospital. They put me in the hospital. I almost died because I got double pneumonia and cannot breathe. And I laid there and I laid there. I was like, God, I miss my baby. I miss my baby. They brought me in by the hospital. My baby was 6 months old. When I got out, he was approximately 9 months old, which means I was in there for 3 months. People going up and down, up and down, up and down. Mr. Crowd came in and he said, look, Jardine, you got to hurry up and get better. Our son is starting to pull up. I said, what you mean, pull up? He's starting to try to walk. Oh, I laid there and I said, Lord, I don't want to miss another moment of my baby. The doctors came in the room the next day and he said, Miss Crowd, I don't know how this happened. We probably was, you know, when they don't can't explain something. We probably was getting your reports wrong or mixed up because you didn't have double pneumonia. You just had a little bronchitis. We could have been let you go home. At that time, I was angry because I don't miss all this time for my child. But as I look back over that, God knew I was too young and I needed some rest to recovery after having a 12-pound baby. I'm running wild and crazy, barefoot, didn't have clothes on and everything. I could have died. You just had a baby. You're not who you used to be. So the same goes with God. When you meet God and he birth you and bring you in his kingdom, do what you used to do. Because sin is ugly and sin is death. I don't want to go back and do what I used to do. Because I need God to speak to my heart, speak to my spirit, so I'll know. Don't go out there with no shoes on and half naked, Jerry. That's how the world does it. That's not how I do it. I die for that type of behavior. Honor me and respect me. Some of us forget how to respect God. We just assume, okay, God, I'm going in here and I pray. I'm going to go out there and pick up that Bentley. Now, I'm working at McDonald's, but I want a Mercedes. I barely make $8 an hour, but I want a Mercedes, and I want you to pay for it, God. But what am I doing for you, God? As Michael Jackson or whoever said, what have you done for me lately? All you've done is got high, neglected people that needed you, and now you want me to just pour out blessings. What have you sowed in me? What have you done for me lately? If you haven't done nothing, don't try to receive nothing. If you don't sow nothing, how you expect to receive a harvest? You just going to walk out there in the yard, you haven't placed the first seed for a tomato, and you just going to walk around the bucket and say, I'll be glad when those tomatoes start coming up. How they going to come up? You haven't done nothing for them to come up. You might have put some dirt in the bucket, but you ain't put no seeds there. And you study watering the dirt. When is those tomatoes going to come up? They're never coming up. You haven't done nothing to make the tomatoes come up. Father God, this morning I want to say thank you. Thank you. Give me the ambition to want to do what it takes, not the materialistic, thank God. Just give me whatever it takes so I can sit at the right hand of the Father with you. That's all I need. Because, see, everything on this side is a loan from God, the loan. But when I get to the other side, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's what I want, one of his mansions. I want him to say, oh, that's Jerry over there. Satan tried to test her, but she said, oh, no, not today. I can't go back. I'll drown if I go back across that bridge. man made that bridge, it might collapse and I'll drown. But if I continue to follow Jesus, I'm going to be okay. I might not be eating filet mignon. No, I might not be eating that. Matter of fact, I don't really like steak like that. But if I come and dine with the Lord, come and taste him, for he is good, I'm going to be okay. I can't go hang out with X, Y, and Z anymore. Partially because X and Y is still in jail, and that's been over 10 years ago. And Z says, Jerry, you don't belong with us. I've cut some deals. I work for the police now. And if the wrong people see you hanging out with me, they're going to get the wrong idea. So you stay across the street and I'll wave at you. But as a matter of fact, I'm going to get off the street you on. I've never seen somebody run so far and fast away from me. And then I look to the hills and I say, God, why? He say, that's a soul that you cannot commingle with. And I said, commingle? That sounds like mixing money. He says, no, you can't commingle because he has not confessed and came to me. He'd rather still do what he's doing, even if he have to work with the authorities to do it. He's better known as a CI. Oh. But he loves you enough, Jerry, to say, you can't be in my presence. If you have accepted God, you can't be in the presence of the devil. Because Jesus said, I chose you and you have chosen me. How are you going to bring the devil in my atmosphere when he wants to be me and can't? So today I want to say thank you, Lord. You didn't take my six-month-old baby from me. Although he's a mess. But you didn't take him from me. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't take my 27-year-old son from me, although when he was 3 weeks old, he had a brain fracture. Doctors say he wouldn't live to be a year old, but I said, no, don't terminate him. I'll take him if I don't have him but for 1 year. I'll do the work. I'll keep my baby. He's 27. God can do the impossible. 3 weeks with a brain fracture. Yes, he still have a little headaches. Yes, he still does some things that kind of sets me off a little bit, and I have to go into prayer. But he's still a child of God, because when he knows that he's doing wrong, he'll say, Mom, thank you for always praying for me. Lord, I thank you for my 24-year-old son. When I got him, he had on a wet T-shirt, no bottle, and a diaper that was very messy. The state brought him to the courthouse so I could sign him and his brother away. But after I saw how he looked, thank God I had a bag full of clothes and warm bottles for him. I had to bring him home because no blood of mine is going to go into the system where the system can't barely take care of him. Yes, when he was born, they said he probably would never talk. They said he would be very slow. I don't go by what they say. He's never seen a C on his report card. Yes, it takes a lot of work to work with him. He can talk when he chooses to. And many of you doesn't know anything about autism or Asperger's. That is something that's a lot of work. Those children can't really look at you. And they're very smart, but they don't being around a lot of people, touching them or being in a group with people. Maybe I say they have great discernment. They don't let too many people come in their circle. I thank God he lets me in his circle, and he trusts me enough. And I look at him, when I'm taking him to the doctor, he always looks at me like, is this safe? When he had to go for MRI, I stood there and held his hand, and he looked at me like, I trust you, Mom. I have to do what's right because I tell Jesus, take my hand. I trust you, Lord. I trust you because you have saved me when I couldn't save myself. You have saved me when I've been out there on the wrong thing and doing it with the wrong people. Seeing is very easy and it seems like it's fun. But when you take a real good look at it, you're in more danger than you could ever begin to imagine. It's not by accident so many people are getting killed and dying and parents are killing their children. What's wrong with you? You went through a lot of labor to bring this child on earth, and now you're choking to death? There must be something wrong with our United States people mind, everybody mind, anybody that kills a child, something must be wrong with them. My nephew's mother, yes, she's still in a mental facility. So, yes, she threw her 3-week-old baby up against the wall and fractured his skull. But, see, she had a mental condition. Don't even know. The baby kept crying, so she just threw him up against the wall. And then my brother called and said, the baby kept crying, and we need your help. I'm coming over there. Oh, where is he? I'm looking at him. I'm like, oh, my God, his head looked like 3 heads. What happened here? She missed and threw him up against the wall because he wouldn't shut up. Did y'all think about giving them a Bible? But remember, God allowed them to have a child. He's bipolar schizophrenic and dead now. She's bipolar schizophrenic in a mental home. And I said to the caseworker, why do you all allow her to have a child when she has a condition? Because she has rights. So God says the same to us. God, why do you allow this to keep happening to me? Because you have free will. Let's not let our free will cause us to kill ourselves. Jesus, have mercy on us. Give us strength. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing us this far this week. So wonderful things you've done for us. You allow us to bat our eyes without it hurting us. You allow me to sit up and breathe without having difficulty catching my breath. Lord, you've been good. Mm-hmm. You've been there for me when I didn't even know what to do. But as my mommy said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. But there's no other help I know. If thou withdraw your hands from me, well, of will I go. I say that every night before I go to bed. I say that every morning when I rise. So, Lord, keep your hand on me. Speak to my heart. Speak to my spirit. So I'll know it's you, Lord. Because I know your voice, and I will not answer or follow a stranger. I used to say, maybe that wasn't God when he used to say, go back. Don't go in there. Don't go in there. Stop, stop. But as a child, stop didn't mean nothing until Mariadic had to toddle that up a little bit. And then one day she said to me, Jerry?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't act all innocent with me, but today,
yes, ma'am,
I'm not coming to school to paddle you. You not? No, I'm not. So if I like to get an understanding. If I be bad today, you're not gonna come to the school and take me to Miss Tilly's office and paddle me. No, I'm not, young lady. So when I get home, you gonna paddle me? No, I'm not, young lady. So today, I can go in school and do whatever I want to.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But remember, if God allows you to do certain things, there are going to be some consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so what is going to happen if I'm just really turn it out today? She said, well, that part I'm not going to tell you, young lady, but I will tell you this. It won't be pretty.
Mm-mm.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, she's not going to spank me. She's not coming to the school. I should really go in there and show up today. So I did. Because she told me she wasn't coming to school. She did not come. She left instructions from Ms. Tiller to let me sit in the office. I was used to getting a spanking and go back to the classroom and sit down, maybe learn, or maybe not. Ms. Tiller said, Jerry, come to the office. I said, my mommy said she wasn't here to spank me today. She said, oh, no, she's not going to be doing the spanking today. Oh, so what's going to happen? She said, you see those two little officers over there?
Uh-oh.
The police? She said, yes, you'll be going with them today. What you mean? Your aunt has left word that paddling you didn't do any good. So we're going to give you a little time away from her home. And believe it or not, it was on a Friday. I remember it. And you'll go back home on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I want to go home on Saturday. We have sausage and biscuits and Alica syrup. Well, you won't be getting that this Saturday. You'll be going with those nice officers. And they're going to put you in, it wasn't called Children and Families then. It was HR or something. I don't know. They took me with them, and I'm looking, and the cars was black and white those days. I was so afraid. And I said, well, I saw on TV you get to make at least one phone call. She said, I already made it for you, and let your aunt know that you are being picked up. I say, so when she come to pick up my brothers and sisters, I won't be going home today with them. That was that. Stopped me from ever being bad in school ever again. Visiting night was on Sunday evening. I just knew my mommy was coming to see me as visiting. And they put you on these clothes like a little jumpsuit, and you walking around. And I went to the door because you can't open their doors or do what you want to until they come. I say, do I have any business? She says, no, ma'am, you don't. They were talking all mean to you. They were feeding me food I didn't like. They gave me oatmeal. To this day, I don't eat oatmeal. They say, young lady, you have to eat your food here. We don't care what you like. You did what it took to get in here. You do what we tell you to do in here, not what you want to do. Yes, ma'am. Tuesday couldn't get there fast enough. I came home and I went in my room. I never had to get another phone call to come get Miss Come Get Her. So when I got home, I said, Mommy, you didn't tell me the police was going to come get me. She said, I told you. You wasn't going to like it. I warned you. Jesus warned us of things before we do it. But we got to test them. We got to be like Doubting Thomas. All the disciples saw Jesus return except for Thomas. So he didn't believe he was Jesus. Until Jesus showed him the scar. And now Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you saw. What about the ones that did not see? Did they believe? Oh, I believe now. See, I didn't believe mommy. What could be worse than getting that spanking? I mean, isn't she getting tired of that? So I was happy thinking I had won. But in realization, Jesus gives you free will. You're not winning because he's the reason you live. So today I tell God, thank you. And I don't want to get to the level that the men in blue got to come and get me. I know better than I should do better. I don't want to test God to the level that he says, young lady, part for me. Because I don't try, Jerry. I don't let you go left and left and left when I told you to go right and right and right. I don't try to work with you, Jerry. So today I tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you for working with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for not allowing me to go where I deserve to go. God, I thank you for new mercy every day. I thank you, Lord, for new mercy. I thank you for taking me by my hand and leading me on. I thank you, God, that you love me enough, even being the worm I am, that says, come and follow me. I thank you, Lord God, that you say I can use somebody like Jerry, because she has so much determination, tenacity, that even when I tell her to stop, she keeps going. But she got brain enough to know when I say I'm something like the results, she's already been given an example. When it says you're not going to like the results, you're not going to like the results. So I stopped, God. I thank you, Lord, that I seen some of the friends I was running with got killed in DWIs driving down the wrong side of the highway. Thank you, God, you didn't let me go in the ride that night when I got angry with my mom when she said, you can't go with ABC. I'm sick of you running with those hoodlums. And then the next morning, the parent of that hoodlum called my mama and tell him that she's dead. She was driving down the wrong side of the highway. That could have been me. That should have been me. But God saved me. He saved me. He saved me when I couldn't save myself. He saved me when I wanted to do wrong. He would sometimes put up a block that I would run into the block and couldn't go. I couldn't go with ABC that night because that was not my time to die. Oh, Lord, I sit here and think of all the things you saved me from. So I look at my little hyper grandbabies. I'm watching them. I'm taking a nap. I say, okay, you all, I got the arm system on. Please, let's try to not wreck the house too much till your mothers get back. I doze off to sleep. They got my phone snapping pictures of me going on the Facebook. I didn't even know these kids know nothing about that. Grandma, yes, what? We put you on Facebook. What? What do you mean? We let people know you was babysitting us, but you sleep. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with these kids? You know what, your mother better hurry up and get back here. And where's your nana going to get back to town? This is not the job I signed up for. Yes, it is, Grandmama. You are Grandmama. You're supposed to babysit her sometime. When you tell God it's not your job to do this, yes, it is, Jerry. You're supposed to tell the world of the goodness that I've done for you. You're supposed to admit. You're supposed to ask the world to come and follow the Lord, for he is good. You're supposed to tell the people that I prepared the table before you. You're supposed to let the people know how good I have been to and for you. That's what you're supposed to do, Jerry. So let's not take this blessing he give us for granted. So, Lord, today I bless your mighty word. I thank you, Jesus, from the bottom of my heart for saving a wretch like me. I ask you to keep our country under safety. And if it be your will, not my will, Lord, you will not allow no bad thing to come upon us. For you are God, alone. Save our military. Save them from where they're marching. They may walk on a mine and blow themselves up. Lord, thank you for this service. Save our law enforcement. So when they're called out for to save us, we open up fire and kill them for a trap. Oh, Lord, have mercy on the fools. Save our doctors and our nurses and the on the front line. For they're putting their lives on the line for someone like us. Father God, keep our administration and direct them as to how and what they should do. For you alone, our God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I can't ask for tomorrow because only you know if I'm entitled for tomorrow. I only ask you for this day to have mercy on me and all of the listening audience. The ones that's laying in the bed, can't move, can't speak, can't do anything. Have mercy, Lord. Reduce their pain. Make them feel brand new. And Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah. I had to laugh, Karen. I had to laugh. Because we do. We think we're getting away with something. We are not getting away with anything. Nope. Not a thing are we getting away with because God see it all. God see it all. And he know what is best for us. And so we thank him today, and we give him glory, we give him the honor, and we give him the praise because he's Almighty God who have all power. And Brother Lewis said that Sherry is getting a little better every day, and he said he had just got off the phone with her and that she had just had therapy and said she walked on the walker to the door 3 times and it was a distance maybe 20 feet and she rested in between to catch her breath. So yeah, that's good news right there, Louie. That's good news. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful to his people. I saw you down there, Brother D. I don't know where you went to, but I sure saw you down there. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in. Good morning to your area code 209. God bless you this morning. Thank you for tuning in with us. And area code 904, first three numbers, 923. God bless you this morning. Oh, I see you, Brother D. And thank God for you tuning in. Good to see that number, Brother D. You know, I'm into that 706 area code. I appreciate that each time I see it. Hallelujah, because God remind me that he is faithful to us. He is faithful to us. Not only that, he hear and answer our prayers. And so we're thankful unto him this morning. Want to say good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you this morning. And a good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann. God bless you. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. I saw you creep on in there, wicked, wicked, wicked. Good morning, and good morning to you, Sister Angela, and good morning to you, God baby, Laura, God bless you this morning, and Mr. Mason over there. Good morning to you, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Brunella, and Sister Lushia, Sister Andrea Spinner, good morning to you, God bless you, and I was going to call you back, but the call took longer than I thought, Sister Spinner, and good morning to you, Sister Andrea in Philly, and Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Congresswoman Cori Bush, Sister Jerry again, good morning to you. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne at Apostle Boatwright. She was here, but she left. But thank God for each of you. Good morning again, Brother Louie, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Again, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hawks, Pastor Herring, Pastor Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and thank God for each and every caller. Thank God for those that listen in the archives, in the podcast. I thank God for each of you. But I make that roll call right there. That's that faithful few. Oh, yeah, they're going to be there. Thank God, again, for those that check it out on the podcast and the archives, and, you know, they listen over and over again. It may be their own stuff they're listening to. They may have been a guest here at one time or another, and they come back to take a listen. So God bless you this morning. Thank God for you tuning in. And back in the day, a lot of people used to come from work, kick their shoes off, change their clothes, and go in to cook and turn on Jesus in the morning. And so I thank God for that. And thank God yesterday I heard from a godson's, Jay, and he sent me a video, Jay did, and telling me stuff, and I just enjoyed it so much. Oh, I was just excited to get it. And then Minister DeBalt, he called me yesterday evening, and when I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, I knew a pastor there, Pastor Carolyn Cooper, and he was asking me some questions because he told her that he believed I could help her. So I told him, he said, well, Mom, I don't like to just give, you know, people a number out before I get it approved. But I told him, yes, give that number to her. If it's something I can do to help, I'm more than happy. She was the pastor over the CME church there. And, you know, I used to go over there and we used to church. Yeah. But, you know, I got to be honest. Sometimes that devil get into things. You know, he get into people, and people are jealous sometimes, even in your own family. And, you know, they lie and try to make things worse. Something you've done, they try to make it worse than what it was. And they don't like you, and they jealous of you, with you, and they want everybody else to be angry with you, too. But we, as believers, we shouldn't do that. If I'm mad with Andrea Spinner, I'm not about to call Jerry and talk to Jerry about Andrea Spinner. Yeah, because Jerry did nothing to Andrea Spinner. I didn't do nothing to her or nothing to Jerry, you know. And, they, you know, people do that to get more people on their side. And they feel better about themselves. Now, I got some people with me. No, if I'm angry with you, I don't need Sion to be angry. So I don't need to tell Sion about what I'm angry with you about. I can be angry, but sin not. And if I tell Sion to get her upset with you too, tell Dot, so she, tell Louie, everybody, so they can be upset with you too and turn you off because I turned you off. I'm wrong. And especially I say I'm the woman of God. I'm a believer. I'm the saint of God. I'm following God. And no, you're not following God. You're following the devil on that. Yeah. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But see, if we don't do that type of thing and we pray and we yet love them, call them and try to, you know, smooth it over with them, explain things to them and get it worked out. Now, we in Jesus and he in us, because it was Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So when I come and I work things out and we back, you know, doing what we used to do, we yet love one another. Because how many know teeth and tongue fall out? Just because I bite my tongue, I'm not going to pull all my teeth. I need them to chew something. I need my teeth to help me talk. Oh, no, I'm not going to pull them out because it bit my tongue. And so he said, love. That's what the scriptures say. Not as the world loves, but love like he loved. He said he was leaving us his peace and for us to love. Hallelujah. One another, one another. So if it's something I can do to help you, I'm supposed to do it. If it's something you can do to help me, you're supposed to do it. And we're not doing it basically unto each other. We're doing it as unto God. Yeah. And then yet we love each other. So I want to see you happy. I don't want to see you upset. If I see you in the arrow when I come to you, I'm not coming to you fussing and acting like I got all the answers or I know it all. No, I come to you in love. Huh? How many know love will turn away a rough answer? They might be with, got a rough answer for you, but if you come in love, it'll turn that away. Yeah. Soft answer. We can get some results with a soft answer. And if I truly come in love, you're going to feel that. And you'll say, oh, Sister Barbara, can you tell me about this? I was wrong in that. And she didn't come in any kind of way, as the world say, disrespecting me. Yeah. She didn't come another way. And I know she loved me. Yeah. We talked about that yesterday, you know, because I appreciate what God has done. I love the people he sent my way. And we keep in touch with each other the best that we can. You know, we're not always right there, right there, right there. But if we need each other, we call on each other. Which brings me to this. I think I raised $110 through Cash App for Sister Samoa. And my daughter gave me 20. And I think my sister Spinner gave me 20. And, oh, and Bishop and Teresa Scott yesterday gave me 20. And so we, you know, we build it up. So I told her I was going to announce it again today to see, you know, if we can get more. Because I promise you, she needs the money. I was thinking about flowers. I really was. I wanted to send a beautiful arrangement. But I know the money can do more. The money is needed. And so I was asking everybody who can to Cash App me $10. And the Cash App information is $CASH1727. The $CASH1727. That's the $CASH1727. Yeah. So you can Cash App me that at $10. And we're going to put it in a card. And everybody who cashed at me $10 or $20 or whatever you did, I'm going to put your name in the card and mail it to her. I talked to her yesterday. She just don't do that internet stuff. She said, no, Sister Barbara, I can't do that. I just don't trust it. And then Jerry trusted it one time for me and sent her $10. And I was blessed. She said, well, just give me a minute. Let me work this Cash App thing out. Yeah, because she didn't do it either. But we were blessed. We're blessed to have about $110, if I'm not mistaken now, to send to her. But the more, the merrier. The more, the bigger the blessing to bless her. Yeah. And she can get more done. So we thank God and we give him glory, honor, and I. She gave me the date for the daughter's home going. But I will make sure today that I can announce it. Well, it may, yeah, I can announce it. And that way we can be praying on that day for the family. Yeah, that everything goes well. You know, we praying now, but on that day we want to pray too. And so we just thank God. We just thank God. So listen, I got another one to go to this morning. And Brother Lewis sent me the words to it. So I'm going to dedicate this one to him this morning and Sherry, he and Sherry. And I got to find it again, Brother Lewis. Well, I tell you what, let's go to this one. And I will find that one with the words to it. I got a whole bunch of screens open, Brother Louis, today. I'm working.
Every day will be something on the other side. Every day will be something on the other side. Every day will be something, Lord, on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. There will be no sickness on the other side. Every day will be a Sunday, Lord, on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. There will be no sorrow on the other side. no sorrow on the other side. Every day will be Sunday, Lord, on the other side.
More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Oh yeah. When I tell you, he's spanking that heart right there. I like that one a lot, that Brother Louis. I like that one. Well, I'm going to say I love it. Yeah, that's a good one. I got another one too that's called My Redeemer Lives, and that's by Mark Hurd. And so I'll be playing that one too, let y'all listen to that one as well. And we thank God for good gospel music. Every day will be Sunday on the other side. Yeah, I like all that kind of carrot on. See, he want to see his mother. It's going to be on the other side, you see. But who he really want to see is King Jesus on the other side. Yeah, I like all that kind of carrying on. I'm thankful unto the Lord that there is another side, and that was Mancia Turner, and Every Day Will Be Sunday again on the other side. Yeah, I like all that kind of carrying on. I knew it picked some good music for me many days. That New World Fund, oh my goodness. I didn't know how to act when I got that CD. Yeah, those are our Canadian brothers. Over in Canada, and you know, a lot of people got to know me for their songs, and the main one was Working Man. Yeah, they loved that Working Man. I used to play it over on Blog TV, and that's how I got some followers from over there, and they would come to the chat room and say, hey, you the one that played Working Man? I said, yeah, I played, and I would play it every morning, you know, and so I just thank God for different things that he has given unto us that we could come together. And I really don't mess with, you know, too much music unless it's something that's going to cause me to do wrong. But if it's gospel music, you're talking about the Lord, I do what I can. And so we go, and I like that old gospel. I can't help myself. I just like the old gospel when people were singing unto the Lord and they weren't trying to make money per se. And you know, they weren't trying to show the world I can incorporate God with your way. No. It's one way. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning. And I got you, Brother Mike. I'm getting your messages in the morning, and I love it. Tell Kim I said hello, hello, hello. I'm getting the messages. And sometimes through the day, we'll text each other or something. And Mike had me screaming the other day. He told me, look like we all going, with this gas shortage thing, it looked like we all going to be riding bicycles. Then he come back and said, our mopeds. Let me tell you something. Oh, that had me laughing real good, real good. And so we just thank God this morning for each and every one. Thank God for each and every caller. Yes, Lord Jesus, we give you glory this morning for your people. And we thank him this day. It's the weekend. Hey, tomorrow I don't have it to do. I got some work to do, but it's going to be here. And today I really got to tighten up this house today. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of this. Let me see if I can find it, because maybe somebody heard of it. The name of this is Upner. U-N-I-P-E-R. Have you ever heard of Upner? Anybody call you about that? And they were looking for people to try this on your TV. And you can have group activity, you know, like on Facebook. Or you can, you know, you can do so. All right. I got you 904-426. God bless you this morning. How are you, sir? How are you?
What's going on, Ma? What's going on?
I'm blessed and I can't complain. Your uncle on here too. Your uncle on here this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you say? I'm out here rolling around trying to do what it do, baby. Just trying to hold on. I thank God for the word that's in your mouth on this morning.
Amen.
So, we in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate the call in today. I really do. I appreciate the call in. Let me tell you about this now. That Mother's Day call, when I tell you, what, that was a call of a call. I'm here to tell you now. And listen, didn't need no more calls for that day. I didn't need no more calls. I got that. Yes, sir. And then the officer came over and took me out for seafood and everything. Look at here. It was the best Mother's Day I ever had. I can truly say
what
that.
What you talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it made my day. It made my day. I told the Lord, God, I thank you. I thank you for this. Yeah. I mean, it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. And I know some people may look for gifts and all. I look for the right phone call. That's what I need. Ooh, that right phone call put me in there like swimwear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
I was glad to be able to call you. I said, man, let me call Mama Mike. I know you put in all this work. You get lonely sometimes you put in all this work, man. And, you know, because, you know, people don't really care for the right name too much no more, you know.
Amen.
So,
amen.
It get rough, man. We got to definitely be all we got in this hour.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. We got to come together.
Yeah,
and because you know what? That's why he said, well, two or three, you know, gathered in his name, as touching and agreeing, because guess what? If we come together, he going to see the love. If we come together, mm-hmm. as trying to see a pastor to do this and that, he see our heart. And not only will he see us, but he will answer. Oh, yeah. I think. It's that sign I was telling y'all about. Call me. And, you know, wish to have his Mother's Day, made me laugh, feel good, and he got right on with the word. He got right on talking about the goodness of the Lord. You see, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. And we're grateful unto Almighty God. We're prepared for that. Really prepared. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank God for it. I know you're at work. I know you're at work. And thank God for you calling me. Yeah. Thank God for you calling me in today. Yeah, that made my day too. My weekend going to be quite bright. Yes. And so I'm thankful unto Almighty God. So listen, you have anything else you would like to say?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful for that word in your mouth this morning.
Amen. Amen. All right, sis. Well, I'm going to mute your mic, and I'm going to continue on. And hang around if you can, because I want to pray for you before we leave here.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Let me see what she said. Said she had to get off at 9 or something. Wait a minute, y'all. Let me check this out right quick. And, okay. All right, God bless you, Sion. God bless you. She had to go. Thank God for her. All right, so look, this is called Uniper. Uniper, U-N-I-P-E-R. And the way they got it designed and the way they explained it to me is for senior citizens. And you can email, I think, through this and keep in touch with your loved ones and all that kind of thing. And I'm looking through the box now to see if I can get some more information to give to you. They got exercise on here, Zumba, body moves, fit and fun. They got all kind of little relaxation, meditation. I don't do no meditating like that, but I meditate in the word, and that might help me right there. And quite a few programs that they have on here for seniors. And they send somebody out to your house to connect it to your television, to your TV. And you get a remote, a big remote with the big letters, you know, because they know seniors don't have seen them. And you turn on the TV and you press the button in the Uni remote. And, you know, you can use it like a real remote control. And I'm trying to go down in the box so I can see if there's any more information telling you what all you could use Uniper for. Oh, wait a minute. They done gave me some gifts down in the box. Oh, all kind of beautiful things down in here. Oh, this is lovely. Yeah. So if you get a call, seniors, oh, I don't know what this is. I better leave stuff in the box alone because the guy be here today to connect it to my TV and teach me how to use this. So if you get a call from your, I forgot what our senior citizen network is called, but they called me and asked me would I like to try this, and I told them I sure will. And so some days, I talked to the girls over there. I done forgot the name of the thing now. But I talk to them and make them laugh, and they make me laugh and that kind of thing. And, you know, I guess they think, or I don't know that she said she's a senior citizen, but that's not what we was looking for. Because, and it says this, is enable live group activity, promote healthy living content, build a thriving community, reduce social isolation, improve relationship with friends and family, because I'm sure it'll help those who do not get out at all. Now, see, I'm in the house. I stay in to stay safe, but I can still drive. I can still get out, you know, and go where I want to go. I can even go for me a drive as far as I want to and come on back. But there are some people who don't have that, you know, and they don't have a lot of local family. So this will help them to stay connected, you know, and help them to continue with an active life. They're just not active outside like it used to be, you know. And so I thank God for this. I really do. And I'm going to let them connect it today, and I'm going to try it. Again, the name of it is Uniper. Uh-huh. And let me spell that again for you. UNIPER, UNIPER. So if you get a call from your local, I've forgotten what I was called, elder care. Here in Florida, we have what, and it may be all over, but I know it as elder care. And so elder care will come in if you need food. They will bring you meals already prepared. If you need a ride, they give you a ride to and from the doctor and that kind of thing. I'm trying to think of something else. I didn't need the food. You know, I still cook for myself. And so I didn't need the food part. And I drive myself, so I don't need a ride. But they called me about this. They did a survey and some other things. And like I say, the young lady, sometimes they call me, you know, to check on me and that kind of thing. And that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And I know there are a lot of young people may say, well, she announcing that for them old people. That's not for me. Keep living. Keep living. I used to think the same way. My dad used to say, see, my knees swole and my knees hurt. I used to say, he needs to stop. The way I see him walking, he needs to quit. But his knees were swollen, and his knees was really hurting him. Yeah, and today I understand. Back then, I didn't. And see, when I was in my 20s, oh, I never thought I would get there. Oh, and if I got to this age, I thought I would still be able to do the same thing. Not so. And many times, it's not because of no exercise. It's because of certain parts in your body. It's like they wear out. Wear and tear. Keep driving your car. You can buy a brand new, but drive it for 20 years and see what happened to your car. Within that 20 years, you're going to have some problems. Wear and tear. You didn't tear it up. It wore out, and it got tears from the wearing. Same thing with these bodies. And I know I just won't be able to do it like that. So Uniper. So if Elder Care call you or Elder Source or you want to call them and see what you can get going, feel free. And ask them about Uniper. Yeah, Uniper. And especially if you're in the house and you can't get out. Yeah, ask them about Uniper. Uh-huh. I wanted to announce that today. See if it would be a blessing to someone. Yeah. If it would be a blessing. It may be a blessing to somebody's mother, somebody's father, you know. And they teach you what to do. So it's an easy fix. You know, it's not anything complicated or anything like that. So, again, we just thank God. We just thank God today. I need some masks. And I'm trying to remember where I bought the last set of masks from because I got a whole bunch of them. Could have been Walmart. I got a whole bunch of them in a box for not very much. And so I want to go back and get some new face masks for today. Yeah. So when I go out, I put the paper mask on, and then I put the cloth mask on top of it. I should just invest in one of the better masks, and that may be what I do. Yeah, maybe what I do. But all right, we thank God. And don't y'all forget Sister Samoa today and this weekend. We're asking for $10 for her, everyone who can give it. You're going to put the money sign, cash, 1727. Yeah, if you can. We understand if you can't. We understand if you can't. But if you can, be a blessing today. And we give God glory, honor, and praise. And y'all keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. Because, see, many of you don't understand what it's like to lose a child. Yeah, I've dealt with many cases like this. And many people told me, and I could understand that. I never lost a child. But I truly can relate because that's a part of you. And the way that I know she loved them children, they're adults, but she loved them children right there. Oh, my goodness. And her only daughter went on home to be with the Lord. So we know it's not easy for her right now, but she trusts in God, and God is continuing. And I told her that I said, keep living. That's all you got to do. You keep living. And God going to work it out. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I want. Because see, Saturday it had just happened. And it was a shock. I know it was. Because she was looking to bring her baby home and take care of her, you see. And so now the Lord took her on home. And so she didn't know what she was talking about, really what she wanted to do. But as time go on, she'll hear from the Lord and God will be able to bless her. And so again, today we thank him. We give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. There's none like him. None like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater than Almighty God. Hallelujah. So if our hearts and minds are clear this morning, I would pray us out and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. Yeah, y'all share the good news of Jesus out there this weekend. Let's get our work in. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you this day for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Jerry calling in this morning. Father, I thank you for calling in. Thank you, Lord, for making my day. God, you know what I stand in the need of. Hallelujah. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives this weekend according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, Father, and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, starting May the 14th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and again, have a blessed weekend. Every day will be Sunday, Lord. On the other side, every day will be